When you go out in the street, are you a teacher or are you only a teacher when you're in the classroom? Well, what's the difference and why do I feel that it makes a difference? You see, teaching is a whole life experience. What do I mean by that? Well, you teach out of your heart, we said, right? And your heart is the accumulation of your life experiences. So you may have something to say to help the students connect with the lesson that actually came from out in the street or the Reader's Digest or your friend or your experience when you were a child, and it's stored there in your heart. Don't be afraid to teach from your heart, to bring into the lesson something from your life rather than just what the publisher included for today's lesson. Today's lesson is points number 1, 2, and 3. It will make it more alive, and it makes it valuable to have the teacher there when the teacher brings his or her whole self rather than just reciting what was already written down for today's lesson. And if you do this, you will get more fulfillment out of teaching than if you just recite points 1 to 3 also. So this will have an impact. Here's another way of getting at what I'm saying. When you go through life, anything you see, read, hear, or experience is fodder for later connections or sharing in your class. So anytime I read a magazine, listen to a sermon. How about the Sunday sermon? I mean, you need good devotions ideas. You know, you're sitting there in the sermon. Ah, that would make a good devotions this week. And you sort of jot it down. Rather than waking up on Monday morning, having 10 minutes to get devotions ready, and you're burnt out, and you're trying to totally fabricate something. And so you go to your Bible and you open it up, and you decide, we should be holy. So you intelligence, we should be holy. And yeah, they agree, okay. But they're not going to connect with it as much as if you say, you know, this week I heard, and it made me think about this, and I'd like to share with you. And then, yeah, you bring something else in. So be aware and awake for anything that you see or hear or experience to bring into your teaching.